This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drew Barrymore was on CBS Mornings and shared a great story about how she used to keep a list of the people she has been with.
Okay.
And here she is talking about it.
I made a list, and it was back in the day. I did it with paper and pen.
Smart.
I'm the most disorganized person. I lose everything.
Don't say it.
Yep.
Left it on
you
a plane.
Lost the
left
list?
It on a plane.
I left it at someone's house.
Yeah, not just anybody's house, though.
Well, I was producing a film that Danny DeVito was directing. And so I wrote the list on the back of a set of notes for the film.
Mm-hmm.
So I left it at Danny DeVito's house.
Oh, okay.
So it was just like a random day that she's like, you know, I want to remember who I had sex with and just started writing a list out. I thought for sure this list that I remember hearing about this story before.
Oh, yeah.
And I always just thought the list was like she had like a notepad. And anytime she hooked up with someone, she went over to it the next day and just wrote John from, you know, California, something along those lines. Have you guys ever kept a list?
I mean, just mentally.
Oh.
I never wrote it down.
You never wrote it down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the idea of just keeping a list seems weird to me.
Oh.
So you kept a list, Danny?
Of course I did.
For what reason?
So I don't know. So
memories.
I could go back and be how many am I at?
Yeah.
What's my number?
And what's the hope of, like, what's the end result, though? Like, are you, like, going to, like, evaluate them? Like, oh, yeah, that one I gave 5 stars to. Did you give stars to them?
I did not give stars to them.
Okay.
No, it was just literally, like, a list of just so that way I could remember and be like, oh, yeah. That happened.
Those were good times.
I remember her. Oh, I almost forgot I had sex with this girl.
Yeah.
That's right. Do you say exactly what you guys did?
No, wow. I did not. No, it's literally just a list of names.
I don't mean like, I mean, because.
What, a novel?
No, like, did you hit a home run?
I did.
Or
have
a, did she just talk into your microphone?
Right.
Or
I did have a two different, you know, lists. I had like the.
She working out with a shake weight? I don't know.
Oh, like, my. I feel like your list
so
must
you had two
be very
lists.
Elaborate.
I don't have a list.
I had two lists. Mine was home run list and third base list.
Oh, so no like makeout list or anything like that?
No.
The list would be too long.
Oh, yes, exactly.
I think it's so weird you guys have separate lists.
I have no list.
Well, I think it's weird that you don't have any
list. Oh, well, I have a list. I got it right now.
Dude, the minute we were talking.
You have it on your phone?
Absolutely.
The minute we were talking, all of a sudden Sarah pulled out her phone. I'm like, she can't have it on her phone.
Sure
and
do.
You have a notes app?
I have a notes app, and it's titled, Those Guys, You Know What I'm Saying.
Does George know that you have this on your phone?
Yes.
Has he looked at it?
I'm pretty sure, he probably knows all of them, to be honest. I mean, doesn't know them personally.
Wow,
but, oh my God.
No. We keep it in the family.
No, I mean, I've been very open about my body count, because I always,
body count.
First or second date, that's one of my questions, because I'm just curious.
Yeah, that's fair. Me and Lynn have gone over my list as well.
Have you gone over a list with her?
Oh, yeah.
See, we never have this conversation, Sid and I.
Oh.
It's a zero interest. And I don't think there's any interest in her as well. Like, it's just like, whatever. Like, whatever was happening in your past, happened in your past. I'm not, what am I going to, like, anything you say is not going to, like, rattle me. Even if she said she had, like, 17,000, which I know it's not that. But, like, like, it would just be like, whatever, you know?
That'd be impressive.
17,000?
Dang, girl.
I had to think of something that seemed a little over the top.
Yeah, I don't
know. Maybe if I said, like, 1,500. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't care.
Brad and I never went through, we never, like, named names, but we named, we called out numbers.
Oh. Huh?
Yeah,
like,
we
meal?
Said, like, our
like, number five is up?
Well, like, we said...
Oh,
we,
how many people shared
our, we've shared our numbers with each other, but
gotcha.
We've not shared names.
Yes. I mean, for my list, it's kind of fun.
How many pages is your list there, Sarah? I'm kidding.
You know, it's not that many pages. But it is fun to, like, because I always would put their first name and then put, you know, how I met them or something.
And then the location.
Yeah. So I have, like, a guy from Vegas. I have, you know, a guy, and he was my boss.
Taco truck.
I have a
Well, did you
I do have one that says the gas station dude. Yeah. The guy that I met at the gas station.
So you don't even have his name?
I have his first name, but then in parentheses, where I met him.
What's the hope of keeping this list? Like, is it so when you're older, you can look back on all the fun conquests that you had?
Yeah.
Okay. And, like, honestly, you've just forgotten. It's like, oh, yeah. Again, I don't remember.
See,
that
I'm
night.
More mad that I didn't keep a list of all the concerts I went to. Because it'd be fun to look back on what shows I've been. I'm not really thinking about what girl I hooked up with in my 20s. Like, I could, I'm okay with never remembering that person again.
A lot of bad experiences, huh?
Oh, well, I mean, some ups, some downs. Just, you know, none of them have been. Not everyone has been great. I remember in college there was this one girl, and I was about to hook up with her, and I remember being like all fired up. I'm like, because I didn't get much action back then. And I'm like, this is going to be great. And she opened up her like her computer, and she had a Word file, whatever it was. It could have been something else, but like a Word file. And I'm like, what's that? She's like, I just want to make sure I write your name down. And I'm like, what do you mean write my name down? She's like, I keep a list of all the guys I hook up with.
Did you walk out on her?
I did.
No!
I did.
But that's so progressive of her.
I mean, at least wait till after we do it. It just threw me off.
The romance was
I was like, huh? Crushed. And she's just like, yeah, I want to make sure. I'm like, do you need like my middle name? Do you need my address? Like, what's going on here? It creeped me out that she had a Word file of every name. And I could look at it. And from where I was sitting, it wasn't like just a couple names there. Like, it took up the whole screen.
Sure.
So I was like, I didn't want, at that point, I was like, I don't want to be on this list.
I don't want to be another notch on your bedpost.
Well, especially before
I'm out of here.
Before we even did
Carrie.
It.
That's what it feels like. For I'm better than this in your Word document.
Yeah.
I have pride.
It's like, I don't know who else has been on this list.
Well, did you ever see her again? Talk to her again?
I mean, college, yeah. Of course, you did kind of cross paths. But I didn't, like, hook up with her ever.
Mm. Did she ever ask, like...
No, I made it very clear I was leaving because I didn't want to be on your list. She didn't need to ask. I told her.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
This is weird. Like, I would have rather if you waited until after we did it before and then put my name in the list. But, like, to put it in before, I was just like, I'm out of the mood.
Did you
like,
say,
this is strange to me.
Did you say, I didn't make the list?
I did not make the list.
And walk out.
You know, a year ago, I knew this story happened before. I remember it was talked about. I think even Danny DeVito talked about it, like, on The Tonight Show. But I found the clip of Danny DeVito being interviewed by Drew Barrymore on The Drew Barrymore Show last year. And she brought up the list to him. And it's pretty awesome. Like, and it's just so weird because I know she's recently been in the news about how, like, close she was sitting to the first lady and, like, all that kind of stuff. And in this clip, she's on her knees holding, like, Danny DeVito's arms, like, please tell me you don't have the list. And here's the moment between her and Danny DeVito.
Did you ever come across it?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, I've been meaning to talk to you about this. Some of the names on that. No, I did make it, I made a copy of it, and it's going to be in my autobiography. No, I never came across it.
So you never saw it?
No, I never saw it.
Okay, well,
your secret's safe with me.
Okay, good. I felt it was because I never heard anything about it.
Yeah, I didn't know.
She is kind of an oddball, though. I really like her, but sometimes she is a little cringy.
You know, honestly, after seeing that, it made me a little less like, that was weird with her and the first lady, because at least that's like, oh no, I just don't watch her show. I'm like, oh, I guess that's just her thing. Like, she just awkwardly gets too close to her guests.
She does. She's a close talker.
But she was on her knees. It was weird. Danny's like, I don't mind. I'll put her on the list. Oh, there. Sorry.
I'll watch it all day.
Oh, Danny DeVito. Rock. Set that anywhere, Danny.
What? Are you getting too excited over there?
Did you drop your list?
Did you drop your list?
I did. I'm putting it on the whiteboard for you guys.
It's over now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.